All right, greetings, everybody. This is James Dillon. I'm your host with He Said He Stargate Radio and BBS As You Wish Radio. You have no idea what we're going through to get this show out. We had a massive power outage. The whole valley's out right now, right before the show. So we got the generator on, and hopefully it'll hold up. It's gone off a couple times. And so if you hear a little generator noise in the background, we're doing the best we can. But hopefully we can get through this show and keep the generator up and everything else. But it's one of those trial runs. We're all going to be going through this pretty soon when the grid goes down and the net goes down and everything else goes down. So this is our trial run. But anyway, there's some crazy things happening. I had kind of a monologue, but I'm going to drop it. Yeah, because we just played the intro. Which is a new, really powerful video that Michael helped put together, and I thought that was really powerful to play it. And the end of the show, we're going to play another short little video, which has the prayer we use to clear any unseen negative influences. So right now, it's really important, because there's so many things happening, so many things breaking down. There's so many accidents going on. People are having emotional outbursts, flipping out. Ascension systems, ascension symptoms, all that stuff is going on. And so a lot of these energies coming in aren't ours. They're coming in from other unseen negative influences and things like that. So if you can keep your energies clear, it's really important right now to do that, because we have a saying, just because you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened, and just because you're an ET doesn't mean you're benevolent. So it's good to learn who's who out there and who to work with. But anyway, I have Marie Thornton Thompson, and she's here. She's a master yogi, and she's teaching an incredible class, a yoga and meditation class. And a lot of her group is here today. And we have a lot of other people that have had some crazy experiences, just like last weekend was nuts too. We had Bigfoot shaking cars, and whoops, we just lost power. So, but it's still going. It's still rolling. So it's going to be going up and down. I don't know what's happening. Our generator is freaking out, but we're still. Did he run that video yet? Yeah. So let's go ahead and run that video, the first video I talked about, and then we'll start up again after that. All right, we're doing the best we can. The power's going on and off. It's getting a little crazy, so the lights are going to dim and go up and down, and you're going to hear beeping in the background, and that's our auxiliary power for the internet. So just ignore it. But anyway, my first guest, we introduced her already, but I wanted you to talk a little bit about the yoga class that you're doing, and then some of the experiences that you've had here at the ranch.
Awesome. Well, first, I just want to say thank you so much again, James. I think this is is it our fourth or fifth year
Yeah, at least four, maybe fifth. I don't know.
of doing yoga, and it's been every year. It's been amazing. It's been a great group, incredible transformation. Just like we know, with any experience, with any process, it's a process. But we're able to dive deep. We're able to spend a lot of time. We're breaking it up between a combination of yoga, meditation, and a little bit of QHHT regression. So we're going deep. Go deep or go home, we say. So that's been really fun. Just arriving here to Isetti, as always, it's just got an incredible energy. It's healing, the minute you walk into the gates. And then you can pretty much put your money down that something's gonna happen when you're here. I always bank on something, and I never get left behind. So just recently, yesterday, I was hanging out at the river, and all the students have been having some cool experiences, and I kind of laid back and I looked up and I was like, hey, I haven't really had an experience yet, so like. And I was sort of calling out to the possible starships, looking up in the sky and so forth. And I'm like, oh, whatever, I'm sure it'll all work out. And then all of a sudden, this giant golden eagle came, flight distance, like 10 feet off the river. And just, I thought it was going to actually come in, like, I thought it was I thought it was, I was its prey, like, cause it was coming really close. It came so close. I saw its golden eyes and then it kind of turned, it did a U-turn and I could feel all the wind from its wings and it went right back to the perch that it was at. And a super magical nature experience, right? So I was like, okay, you know, I'm good. I mean, that was like a minute after I complained about not having an experience. And then, and so then this morning I went to my same spot and I was like, okay, Eagle, I'm here. I'm ready to see you again. And then all of a sudden, this is in the morning, a beautiful starship lit up and just kind of pulsed out a few times. And so it was cute. I was telling James, I'm like, I was calling out for the starships and an eagle came and then called out for an eagle and the starships came. So I don't know. It was great. So I don't know. They're always out there. I feel like if you're open, what do you say? Your open heart, loving thoughts and so forth. And something's out there, whether it's Mother Nature or, you know, outer space, whatever. It's wonderful. Yeah.
Smorgasbord here. There's so much going on.
Yeah.
But what about last time you were here? Remember you got that beautiful footage of that light ship that just came over in the daytime
yeah.
and stayed for a while.
That was amazing too. Sure. Yeah. We were literally in the middle of class and we broke out for a little break for like a 10 minute break. And there was just a beautiful, it was kind of like the same ship I saw this morning. Just a beautiful ship right above the yoga studio. It stayed there for like 2 hours, right? Yeah. Everybody got photos. Everybody hung out with it. That was super fun. That
it was morphing too. Remember it morphed? It was like a diamond kind mm-hmm. of, and then it was a pyramid.
Yeah, we all got
it. Kept changing all these, like a big cross at one time.
Yeah.
And it just kept going back and forth into all these different modalities. So
super.
It was really interesting. And a lot of the neighbors drove up here and they go, James, James. And I go, yeah, we got it.
Yeah.
And we got it on film. You know,
yeah.
So a lot of the neighbors are seeing them too.
Totally. And, you know, I believe when we gather all these incredible people together, you do yoga, you meditate, right? You drop in and it creates a pretty powerful vortex. It creates a portal and a really powerful energy. So, you know, the more of us we have here gathering, it seems like the more action happens out there. So anyway, I just thank you so much as always. I love coming out here and it's the perfect combination of things as far as I'm concerned. You know, the aliens, the ETs, the yoga, I mean, it just doesn't get any
Bigfoot.
Better. Yeah, all of it.
Yeah, last night I was out on the back porch and Bigfoot showed up and he was doing that really bad owl imitation.
Oh, you know, man.
He's going,
yeah.
Like this. And I was going, yeah, right.
I could tell something was out there too.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Yeah. So thanks for having me again. I really appreciate it. I love it out here. Yeah.
Thanks for coming. And
thank
we
you.
Always love having you here and doing
thank
workshops
you.
And everything.
Thanks, James.
Also, too, last weekend was crazy because we had a lot of ships coming on. We had the fire going on and it's kind of out, but there's a little more fire reburn starting up again, but it's in the wilderness area. So they're just going to let it burn. But the, we had a lot of ships, but maybe
we had a map.
So just a little heads up, like, get a map or just get to Trout Lake and then ask somebody in Trout Lake where everybody knows us, you know, where we are.
Well, we finally got so frustrated. Mm-hmm. We named her Dolores and Dolores just didn't have a clue what she was doing.
Delirious.
Delirious Dolores, right? So finally we resorted to the map and we did have a lovely scenic tour, but you know, by the end of the evening, we were a little tired.
Yeah.
So we headed back to our guest house. And as we got back into the guest house, it just seemed like we moved into another dimension. That's about the only way to describe it. We all sort of felt like we were on a boat. And like the room was kind of like moving and the floor was moving. And we just kind of felt like we were just looking at each other, like, what's going on? Like the whole air, everything felt different. And we moved into the kitchen and we sort of moved into this Alice in Wonderland experience because one of the girls started looking like she was getting taller and the other girl started looking like she was getting shorter. And we're in there. Meanwhile, we're all woozy and it feels like the whole floor is moving and the house is like not off kilter, just moving. Like it's gently riding some kind of dimensional wave. So this is my first time and that was my first evening. So it did not disappoint. So I just want to say thank you. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for coming on the show and watch your step going down. I know it's still a little dark. I hope they got the choke off that generator. I don't know. That might be what it's doing. But anyway, we're going to bring on some more guests. I know there's some people that would love to talk. So come on up. And great. I was hoping you'd come up. All right. So go ahead and state your name.
My name's Heather. And I've been here a couple times. And my favorite part is just coming in and just feeling the energy.
Yeah.
It's just better than any place in the city. It's just a nice break. But this is the only place I've seen Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've always been interested. And the first time I saw him, I was just sitting out at the field and I was just talking. And all of a sudden, I see this orange, looked like a Bigfoot. And he was just like walking across, but it was phasing in and out. And I'm like, my gosh, that's amazing. And then another time my friend Robin and I were hanging out just talking, and all of a sudden he popped up. There's a different one, like a brown one, popped up right behind her. And I'm like, oh, you know, I just, and then she's like, what happened? And then we heard this knock and then she turned around and he was gone. But I'm like, that Bigfoot was behind you.
Yeah.
So that was just amazing. And there's no place else I've ever been where I've had that kind of experience.
And the ships, you've probably seen a lot of ships out there.
Yeah, every time you come here, you always see them. You know, they're always like powering up, they flash, and sometimes you'll ask them to flash and they'll flash. But probably the coolest time is a couple times, maybe a couple summers ago, I was here in Mount Adams. All of a sudden, this, I don't know what it was, but all these lights just come pouring out of the mountain.
Oh, yeah.
And we're like, what is that? And you were telling us it was like a portal or something. Uh-huh. And that was super fun.
Yeah. There's two doors that open. There's a cave and the ships come out of the cave. And then there's a center door that opens up. And it's a huge light door that opens up and ships go in and out of it.
So I'm hoping it will happen tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. It's kind of slow right now on the mountain because the mountain's on fire.
Yeah, there's fire.
It's still on fire all the way around the mountain. And there's so many forest firefighters and forest rangers up there and everything. The mountain's just covered with them. So I think they might be laying low a little while. And as soon as all the masses leave, they'll probably start coming out again.
And another thing, too, is all the people that come here.
Yeah.
They are so fun. We can just talk about anything and I don't know. It's just a great time. So
that's great.
I wanted to thank you.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah,
for
you're
coming.
Welcome.
All right. Let's see who else we got going. Anybody else coming up? All right. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Can you state your name?
My name is Robin.
Okay.
I'm here with Heather and Laura. We brought her along this time for her first time. And we've all had great experiences and it never disappoints. You know, I've been here several times. And my first experience here several years ago, we were out in the Palladian Circle. And I sat down and we had some people that we had met here, some beautiful people that wanted to experience the orbs, and I'd never experienced anything like it. Mm-hmm. And Heather suggested, why don't you just go sit down in the middle of it? So I sat down in the middle of the Palladian Circle and just sat there and thanked Mother Earth. And I felt this beautiful energy just pour over me. And they were taking pictures as I was doing this. And in the pictures, it was just filled and littered with orbs all over me. I mean, there was no darkness. It was just color and orbs everywhere.
I've seen people totally disappear. And
you could barely find me in the picture. It was so beautiful. And that whole weekend, we were taking pictures of all of these spirits and elementals and beings and fairies that were dancing around with us as we were dancing and playing music. And the feeling that you would get, the joyfulness as they would dance with you, was just beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. We had Robbie Williams out here. He's that pop star, the kind of the English pop star. And they were singing Beatles songs and things
beautiful.
Like that. And they were all out there singing Beatles songs. And all the orbs came and they started spinning around them. And it was just, they came down on everybody. And they love music. They love joy. They really love feminine energy in children. But if you get the male ego running out there, it just shuts it down. I've never seen anything like it. They don't like that kind of energy. But because we had this guy, and I won't mention his name, but he's a chief of some tribe. And he goes, "I'll show you orbs." And he goes, "Hi, hi," and starts screaming, walking out in the field, the whole field empty. It was gone. And then one of the other chiefs was here. I said, "Can you?" He just got married. And I said, "Can you go out with your wife and your children and just kind of play out there and just hug your wife?" And so he did. And then all the orbs came back.
Yeah.
You know, it was amazing.
It's funny. Last night I was laying in bed and I heard in my ear, just really loud, I heard play.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I heard that, I saw the picture of the Frisbee golf. I'm like, not now. It's so dark outside.
Yeah, we need to get one of those Frisbees that are light up. You know?
Yeah. You know, they want us to come play with them and dance with them. And
yeah.
They're so joyful. And
we had a school teacher here with a whole bunch of kids out there, and they're all singing songs together.
Oh, lovely.
And the orbs be cruising by and they'd stop, and then they'd come down, and they're coming from every direction, and they'd stop and come down, and they're just swirling around the kids.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah. They love the kids.
Yeah.
Energy.
But, I love it.
But
well,
yeah.
Thank you. We have such a blessed time when we're here. We meet so many beautiful people. We always have experiences with beings and with people and with the ships. I mean, there's never an abundance of beauty when we're here.
Great. Awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to see. We've still got some time left. We're going to bring a few more people on. And then who we got there? Anybody else? Come on. Don't be shy. Anybody else coming up? You're going to make me start telling bad jokes if you don't come up. God, we had a whole bunch of people that had amazing experiences out there. Come on. What's that?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, come on up.
All right.
Who else we have out there? Yeah, the power's out, so I can't even see the audience right now. We have these little lights going on. We're doing the best we can. Welcome to the show. Can you say your name? And then
thanks for having me. My name is Ziad, and this is my first time to the ranch. And I felt called here. And I've had a couple synchronicities happen. I mean, we've definitely seen a lot of ships in the skies both nights, and it's been pretty spectacular. I've never seen a sky so dark and so many things light up, so that's been amazing. There have been a couple strange things that have happened.
Yeah.
And I don't think I've told you this one yet, because I don't think I've had time alone with you. Yeah. But I was reading your book on the plane here.
Uh-huh.
And a story popped out, and I actually had to stop reading the book, because I'm like, this is the synchronicity here is insane. Mm-hmm. And a couple things had happened after I booked my trip, and this was probably 2 weeks ago. And one thing that happened one morning, I opened the blinds to my window first thing in the morning, and I saw a hawk probably 20 feet out on a branch, and it was directly at eye level looking right at me. Mm-hmm. And it was unmistakable. And there were two crows in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
Dancing around. We never have crows in the yard. And I was reading your book on the plane, and you had talked about a story where you had a hawk probably 10 feet away from you, just looking you straight in the eye.
Yeah.
At one time.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is too strange. I actually talked to my energy healer about it, and we were trying to decipher what it all meant. And so that was one synchronicity that happened. And then the other one, This was so strange. I was doing laundry last week and I lost a sock. Yeah, and so we've all lost socks, right? And we all want to know, like, when we lose something, like, where did it go? So we're you know, like,
into the portal.
It did go into the portal. And I'm looking around the house and I can't find the sock. And one day when I was here, the first day after yoga, I'm walking by one of the areas here, and on a tree stump, somebody had found a sock and left a sock out. And I walked by it the first time. I'm like, that can't be my sock. I just walked by and I'm like, somebody else is going to pick up that sock. Yeah. And it was the exact same brand, exact same color. And I'm like, there's no way. And so I walked by, and then the second time I walked by, it was still there. And I'm like, all right, I got to check this out.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at it, and it's the same brand, it's the same color sock that I lost. And I'm inspecting it. I'm like, I don't think it's the same pattern though. And so I look down at my socks I was wearing, and I'm like, oh, it's the same sock, but it's like a darker color. I was wearing a light gray and I lost a dark gray, but you know, it was like a three pack of socks or something. Yeah, and yeah, they come in different shades. So I'm like, all right, let me take my shoe off and look at the pattern. And I took my shoe off and I looked at the pattern, and it was exactly the same pattern.
I know, when you told me that, I go, hey, that's your sock. You go, look at this. I go, that's your sock. You know, it's like, and they do that stuff here all the time. It's really funny. And it's kind of to blow our minds and get us to think outside the box when that happens. And we have these little borrowers here too, that they take things and you look everywhere, and then you come back and it's sitting right on your table, right plain sight. You'll have five people looking for it, like keys, can't find it anywhere. And you come in and it's sitting right in the middle of the table. You know, so there's some, a lot of little tricksters here. We call them the borrowers. They just kind of mess with you.
Yeah.
But
it's amazing.
Yeah. It's anything else you want to share?
I think that's about it for now. I mean, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, great. Glad you're here.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks for having us.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. We still got time to burn. Who we got next? Nobody? What's that? I can't see if there's anybody out there, but yeah, come on, jump on up. We're having dead air here. We're getting in trouble on the. I'm gonna start telling really bad jokes. Like, what do you call a deer with no eyes? No idea. But anyway, that's it. Okay, well, I had a monologue all set up tonight, but unfortunately I can't do it because of the power's out and everything else. And talking about the shifts and changes, there's so much going on here. I've been talking a lot with the Palladians, and they keep going, we got this. And I said, hey, we're getting close to nuclear war. They go, don't worry, we're gonna neutralize it, you know. So a lot of people are really freaking out right now, and there are higher levels that are watching this, that are aware of this, and there's a greater plan unfolding, and it is going to get a little scary, but, you know, we are going to get through this. And so the Palladians are coming in, and they have more genetics here, both in human genetics and in plant and animal genetics, because they're terraformers, and they're the ones that started Atlantis and Lemuria, and they know what happened there. So they're going to make sure we don't do that again. But, you know, we are kind of fast tracking. There are these oligarchs and tyrants and they, you know, whatever you call it, satanic Luciferian groups. And they just want to create Armageddon. They're fast tracking towards Armageddon, and they have other negative influences above them that are running the show. And so you've got that group going on, then you got the white hats happening as well, but you've got these beautiful other beings that are coming in. You know, you've got the ascended masters, the angelic kingdoms, you know, the nature kingdoms, you've got spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders that are coming in. You know, you've got Palladians coming in, the Orion Council of Light, Arcturians, Andromedans, Andromedan Council are seventh dimensional beings. And you've got some other beings beyond the void coming in that are 8th through 13th dimensional beings helping us out right now to get through this shift. So I don't see any way this is not going to happen. Nobody can stop this shift or this ascension process or the Great Awakening, whatever you want to call it. But we are undergoing a major planetary liberation, and everything is being revealed. And everything is seen for what it is, not, and all the social engineering and all that crap is collapsing on itself. And so right in the middle of that process. So it is going to be a little chaotic, but you got to remember that chaos is part of the healing process that we're going through. So it just, hang in there. I always love that saying, this too shall pass. We're going to be really tested. And we're going to go through a lot of physical changes as well as, mental and emotional changes and spiritual changes as well with this shift. And so a lot of those people think that's airy fairy stuff, but, we're talking about the central sun connected to all the other suns, the coronal mass ejections, the solar flares, the Schumann resonance, the electromagnetic light spectrum is increasing. So there's no way this is all measurable. This isn't woo-woo stuff or new age stuff. This is happening, and there's no way of getting around it. And all the prophets and a lot of the Native American elders know about this phase that we're going through. And again, that little beep going on, that keeps the internet up. So it's our auxiliary system. So you just have to ignore it. This is your chance in loving detachment and not getting upset by little beeps, So there's so much going on. What I think I'm going to do is we've got another clip that Michael made, and it's doing the healing prayer that we all use. And again, I want to reiterate this, that we have a mental body, an emotional body. There's a lot of unseen negative influences, discarnate beings. You've got everything from malevolent grays and reptilians to demonic type energies. All that stuff is coming up and being healed and being taken out right now. So on its way out, it's going to be trying to create as much damage as possible. So as masters, the masters that we are, we need to make our own personal connection with Creator and do these clearings and keep our houses clear, our space clear, our businesses clear, everything. Use these clearings. They're very, very, very powerful, and they work. And even with the kids, clear your kids until they learn to clear themselves. Because a lot of them are like multidimensional Geiger counters, and they're just reacting to what's happening around them. And so if something's going really crazy, the kids are flipping out, it's usually other entities are there as well. And I've used this in schools. There was a school that was built on a burial ground, and all the kids, all they did was fight, and it was just crazy. And the teachers couldn't figure out what was going on. And one of the teachers was one of my students. And so she asked me if I would come over and look at it. And I said, well, tell me when the recess is. And she told me, so I went out there about 15 minutes early and sat there and just meditated for a minute. And I saw there's a lot of Native American spirits that needed to be cleared. And I brought in White Eagle and Buffalo Calf Woman, and we kind of moved them on and cleared the space. And the kids came out, they let all the kids out in the playground, and they're all just playing really nice and calm, and they couldn't believe it. They go, what just happened? So it works. It really does work to use these clearings and these prayers. And so I want to go ahead and play that prayer. And then I'm just going to close out the show with a lot of UFO footage and whatever else is available, because this is pretty crazy what's happening here. So, we'll have to kind of editing or something. I don't know. Even this mic's trying to fall apart, but there's so much going on right now, but with the challenge we're having here, the lights are going on and off, the power's going on. It's crazy. So, we'll probably re-edit the show and put it on later, but doing the best we can. So let's go ahead and play the healing prayer. And then after that, maybe our producer can go ahead and throw up some footage of UFOs or something else on there to fill in the space. And on that note, we're signing off. Keep a loving heart, an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. That's all you need to get through these times. and do your clearing work, and we'll all get through this. So let's go ahead and play that healing prayer, and we'll just finish it out with the letting people know about the books and other UFO footage. All right, hit it.
Thank you.